You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adori Udoji.
Good morning, everyone. In the mid-1960s, some white clergymen in Omaha, Nebraska, wanted to open a dialogue about race relations in their community. And when they began to ask blacks in Omaha what they thought of racial segregation, and especially what it would mean to them if white ministers in their community openly called for integration, well, they got an earful.
You couldn't walk around and talk to people, stand up in your pulpit on Sunday and preach nice little songs and say, now we're going to give thanks to the Lord for he is good and old Jesus be among us. As far as we're concerned, your Jesus is contaminated, just like everything else you tried to force upon us is contaminated.
That's the voice of a young black barber named Ernie Chambers, whose candor and eloquence is just one of the powerful voices in the documentary A Time for Burning. The film documented a local community's attempts to deal with racial tension more than 40 years ago. That young barber is with us. He's also a former Nebraska state senator, the longest serving in the state's history. Ernie Chambers, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here. I'm older, grayer, wiser, and meaner, and I'll be a state senator until January of next year.
All right. Very well said. Also joining us is the man who documented the struggle, filmmaker Bill Jersey. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, John.
Now, we're here with both of you because the film is being screened here in New York. It's going to be broadcast on the documentary channel, the cable channel, and it represents a really fascinating window into a time of history that we associate with the big marches on Washington, but maybe not so much the smaller efforts that were taking place in communities like Omaha, Nebraska. Bill, how did you come to think that this community would be a film? And it was nominated for an Academy Award at the time.
For the reason you said. I didn't want to do a film about the South. That was made all my northern friends feel very pious and not like them. I didn't even want to do a film on the city, which say, well, that's the city problems and so forth. I wanted to do a film on Middle America. And so but I was asked to do the film by the church, as you know. And so we had to find a church that was going to be active in race relations. And incidentally, very importantly, I asked the church, what is it you want me to do with the church? They said, we want the church's response to racial tension. I said, that's good, because I'm not going to do a film about the church's answer to racial tension.
So, Ernie, describe to me, and I want to play some more of what you said in the film, A Time for Burning, but describe to me what it was like when these white clergymen came to you and some of your colleagues and friends and said, hey, we're really concerned about racial tensions, you know, we'd like to talk.
Well, only one came to me, and that was Reverend Youngdahl,
right.
And I told him that Omaha is so bad that as mild as this thing is that you're talking about, which was to have people from the respective congregations visit each other in their homes, not the churches.
Right.
I said, they'll kick you out of your church. And
now,
that's what happened to him.
That is what happened to him. We'll talk about that in a moment. But here's one of the things you told Reverend Youngdahl.
You're treaty breakers, you're liars, you're thieves, you rape entire continents and races of people. Then you wonder why these very people don't have any confidence or trust in you. Your religion means nothing. Your law is a farce, and we see it every day. You demonstrated it in Alabama. And I can say you because you're part of the whole system. You profit from it. In fact, you make your living from it.
Ernie, I have to say there's not a single edit in that sound. I mean, you just rattled that off the top of your head right there. First of all, were you telling Reverend Youngdahl to go away, get lost, I don't want to talk to you?
I was just having a conversation with him. If he was strong enough to dialogue with me, we would have talked as long as he chose.
Mm-hmm.
But when I talk to somebody, I'm going to say what I think and believe, not necessarily what that person wants to hear.
Do you still believe that today?
Absolutely.
Really?
That's why they got term limits in Nebraska, to get me out of the legislature. And they said that was why.
Well, I mean, a lot of people would think, and I think a lot of people listening to this program would think, that talking about race relations would actually be a good thing. In your experience, it actually didn't turn out so well, at least if this film is any indication.
As a student of history, I read the interrelationship between white Americans and the government and the Native Americans. And whenever the Native Americans talked to the white people, they wound up losing their land and on a reservation. So I never talked to white people with my guard down. I'm as nice to people as they are to me, but I never believe that they're here with absolutely good intentions.
What compromises did you make in the legislature in Nebraska when you became part of the power structure and actually had to sit down with people and work out problems?
I didn't have to compromise. They came my direction, and when I first got there, there are a lot of efforts I put forth that were not successful, but they saw that I don't shoot blanks, I don't blow smoke, I mastered the rules, and even the newspapers described me as the single most powerful politician in the state.
Bill
it's
Jersey,
just honesty.
Bill Jersey, it's so sad to see how much Ernie has changed over the past 40 years, how really it softened him completely. Did you have any idea that this character, who was, you know, you first met in a barbershop, it seemed, with your camera, would go on to become an influential legislator in Nebraska?
No, I didn't. In fact, he told me he wasn't going to. One of my last conversations with Ernie in Omaha, I said, Ernie, with your capacity for rhetoric, your gift for language, and your intellect and understanding of things as they are, you absolutely must be in government. It's where you can make the most positive contribution. And he said, I would never go into government. You go into government, you have to be fake. So you see, that was the one time Ernie was wrong. But he wasn't wrong, because he didn't mean himself. He meant in general.
Right. Well, and the Reverend Youngdahl, who began this initiative, was ousted from his church. What's happened to those clergymen over the years, Bill?
Well, I don't know what's happened to those collectively, but I know Bill Youngdahl made a very wise decision. He went from Omaha to Berkeley.
There's a change.
So what is the lesson of this film, A Time for Burning, you think, for people who would see it today as opposed to in the mid-60s when all of this was? It's amazing how well it holds up, it seems to me.
Well, I think it's a green film because it deals with what I call the big T, not the little t. The big T is the fundamental truth that exists in any situation or in any relationship. The little t are the facts about it. So the facts about this film are that there's a minister who has no name. Well, he's named in the film verbally, but you know there's no lower thirds in this film.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why one of the networks didn't want to air it, because they said, how do I know who these people are? And I said, you listen, you watch, you'll know who they are. But
We're getting close to the end of the segment, but I want to ask Ernie before we go, what do you think the lessons of this film are?
Racism is of the warp and woof of Americana, and since racism doesn't change, America doesn't change. What was said 40 years ago is as true today as it was then, but things have become worse. Scruffy Jim Crow has now become polished, urbane James Crow Esquire.
Even with Barack Obama running for president?
White people like Barack Obama. They don't like black people.
Whoa. Ernie Chambers, he has not lost. No bullets. No blanks. Only bullets from Ernie Chambers.
I got to throw in just one line
quickly,
if I can.
Yeah.
The one line quickly is that this film is not, as I said, it's not about Omaha or church. So what this film is about is that in the presence of one's fear, one can take action that can make a difference.
Action, candor, and a frank discussion of race relations is what A Time for Burning is all about. I want to thank both of you. Bill Jersey, filmmaker of A Time for Burning, and Ernie Chambers, who was featured in that mill. You want to say one last thing?
I want to say, where is the show tonight? So if somebody hears this and wants to come tonight.
Oh, where is the show tonight?
It's the Lighthouse Theater. The Lighthouse Theater. It's being put on by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
That's right, and it'll be broadcast on the Documentary Channel. Thank you, Bill Jersey, and thank you, Ernie Chambers.
Thank you.
A Time for Burning.